This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Sam.
Callettes, collie shoots, and tender stems. Can you guess what they are, Sam?
Well, they sound like the names of pop groups to me.
Ah, yes. Well, good guess. But in fact, the truth is even stranger. They're varieties of vegetable being grown in the UK by a new generation of fruit and veg growers. Forget traditional carrots, leeks and potatoes. Vegetables today are getting a modern makeover thanks to breeding methods which mix two different plants to produce something completely new, known as a hybrid.
The hybrid Callette, for example, is a mix between kale and a Brussels sprout.
Tender stems are a mix of traditional broccoli with a type of Chinese kale.
And collie shoots are small green stems with mini cauliflower heads shooting out the side. These exciting new varieties, which look very different from traditional vegetables, are increasingly popular on farms, in shops and in restaurants across the UK. In this programme, we'll hear all about these new vegetables and the people who grow, cook and eat them. And as usual, we'll be learning some new vocabulary as well.
Sounds good, Sam, but first I have a question for you. One of the first hybrids on sale in the UK was named Cotton Candy because of its sweet caramel flavour. But is Cotton Candy A, a cherry, B, a strawberry or C, a grape?
Well, if it's sweet, I'll guess it's a strawberry.
OK, well, we'll reveal the answer later in the programme. The Callettes, which Sam mentioned earlier, were introduced to the British market in 2010 under the name Flower Sprouts. They were advertised as a healthy vegetable that could be cooked or eaten raw and became extremely popular.
The inventor of the Callette is Jamie Claxton, one of the UK's top seed producers and head of plant breeding firm Tozer Seeds. Here's Jamie chatting with Leila Kazim, presenter of BBC Radio 4's The Food Programme.
And so how did the idea of the kale even come about in the first place?
We do quite a lot of blue sky breeding where we just try wacky stuff and see what happens.
Were you looking at a sprout and a kale and going, I could do something inside
of this? We were looking at the whole of the Brassica family. Those are all Brassica oleracea, Brussels sprouts, kales, cauliflowers. And just thinking how, obviously we knew they would cross-pollinate easily and produce unusual veg. And we were just kind of thinking, we need to create something that's more modern. You know, Brussels sprouts and kales are very traditional. Throw a few things in together in a mixing pot and see what comes out.
Jamie says Callettes were the result of blue sky breeding. This phrase comes from another expression, blue sky thinking, which means using your imagination to try to come up with completely new and original ideas.
Some of Jamie's plants were wacky, unusual in a funny or surprising way. But this was all part of the fun of breeding and growing new vegetables. Jamie threw his ideas into the mixing pot, a place where different ideas mingle together to create something new.
Hybrid vegetables add exciting new colours and tastes to traditional veg, such as the deep purple leaves of rainbow kale or the sweet nutty flavour of a collie shoot. As a result, they have become fashionable with many British chefs, including Jack Stein, son of TV chef Rick, who runs a restaurant in the seaside town of Padstow in Cornwall.
Here's presenter of BBC Radio 4's The Food Programme, Leila Kazim, again, talking to Jack about what makes a great new vegetable.
When you're looking at new varieties of veg, are there any particular traits that you're looking for that will help in the kitchen?
I mean, obviously, it's going to be down to taste, really, and it's going to be down to what it looks like on the plate. So the colour, the texture, the taste, all these things are really important. But I think novelty and things like the kaolettes were great. I mean, they were originally called flower sprouts.
Jack names two features of great hybrid veg. First, there's the texture, the way something feels when you touch it.
And second, novelty, the fact that something is new and unusual. Added to the surprising way many new varieties look, and of course their great taste, modern vegetables have provided a welcome new addition to traditional British cooking.
And don't forget the unusual names too, Sam, like the cotton candy fruit I asked you about in my question.
Ah, yes, I guessed cotton candies were a new variety of strawberry. Was I right?
You were wrong, I'm afraid, Sam. In fact, cotton candy is a variety of grape, so called because they're very sweet and taste like you've been to the fairground. OK, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned from this programme about new vegetable hybrids, plants which have been grown by mixing two different plants together.
Blue sky thinking involves using your imagination to try and think up original ideas.
Something which is unusual in a funny or surprising way could be described as wacky.
The mixing pot is a place where different ideas or ingredients get mixed to create something new.
And texture means the way something feels when you touch it.
And finally, novelty is the quality of being new or unusual. If you've enjoyed this programme, why not take the taste test by cooking some hybrid vegetables yourself?
And remember to join us again soon for more trending topics and useful vocabulary here at 6 Minute English. Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
Six Minute English from the BBC.